attorneys, lawyers, who needs them? Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our radio program, and we hope you tell all your friends about it, because we're sweeping the country. You should see the size of the brooms we have.
Well, not only that, if you don't have, you know, if you don't like the program, tell your enemies about it.
That's right. So, you know. They won't listen anyway. All right. If you have a question for us, send that in to info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. That's info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. Let's get back to our topics at hand. Well, there's something going on in Lower Manhattan. The opponents of the new mosque that's being built right near the World Trade Center have started a lawsuit to stop it.
That's right. There's been a lot of controversy over this.
Of course.
The Muslim community is building a, I think it's a Muslim community center, but it contains a mosque, in downtown New York, about two blocks
right
from the World Trade Center site. And they went before, the opponents went before this preservation commission or whatever they have in New York City, to that says you can't do it if the building is of architectural value or historical value. Well, they decided the buildings to be replaced are of not much value. They're just common, no special architecture or historical value, so they can take them down and build this mosque. Well, people are very, very upset.
Well,
understandably
so.
Not all of them. Now, the Muslims are claiming this is to show how nice they are and peaceful and everything, that all religious freedom, that we're all friends.
Okay.
The opponents say, wait a second, why would you put it in our face? I mean, this is a cemetery, in a sense.
Yes.
And it's a place where 3,000 Americans died at the hands of some whacked-out Muslims. Granted, it's not every Muslim, but these people were Muslims, and they were screaming about jihad and all of that
right,
stuff.
Right.
And so the opponents claim that if you want to build it, build it. We agree with freedom of religion. Can you build it a little farther away?
Yeah.
It's almost like that Auschwitz situation where the Carmelite nuns wanted to put a convent right next to Auschwitz. And there was a lot of controversy. Finally, the Pope said, look, move it away a little bit. Don't go into their face. And that's what most of the arguments are. Not that you shouldn't build
right.
your community center or your mosque, but don't do it on, don't dance on somebody's grave. So the point is, it's in controversy. Now, because of that, they brought a lawsuit. But I don't know what the lawsuit's going to get, because Mayor Bloomberg, he says he's in favor of it. Let him build a mosque. He says political controversies come and go. But there is no neighborhood in our city that is off limits to God's love and mercy, said the mayor. But I wonder if he felt that way when the plane smashed in to the World Trade Center.
Well, he wasn't the mayor at the time. He was
no, he wasn't, was he?
No,
Giuliani
was the mayor. Bloomberg was
right.
just Bloomingberging.
Any rate.
And this, making money.
This group that wants to build this 13-story, $100 million cultural center right now doesn't have the $100 million, and it's not being built immediately. It's called the Cordoba Initiative. And, you know, Cordoba in Spain is a place
right.
where Muslims originally founded that city.
I see.
And the Muslims lived in Spain. Most of Spain was under Muslim jurisdiction for a long, long time. And so we'll see what happens to this. But in the meantime, it certainly makes for an antagonistic situation in the city of New York.
Okay. Well, there you go. What's not antagonistic in the city of New York?
Well,
what I love about New York is when you go there, everybody wants to stand on the spot you're standing on. That's
You know, you got to really understand something about New York. Everybody says, yeah. But, you know, we have our personal zone. And in New York, it's very difficult to have a personal zone more than about an inch because people are on top of each other.
That's
you go
right.
down a street. I mean, it's unbelievable.
More
people live in one square or work in one square block in New York, perhaps, than live in a whole county in North or South Dakota or Minnesota or at all.
Hey,
places.
Don't make fun of our friends in Fargo.
No, I'm just saying that.
We may have to do the show live from there.
All right.
Outside
if
in the winter.
If we have to do the show live, you're going to have trouble. Because you're not looking too good to
right
me today.
Now, well, let's change courses here because it's time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous.
Don't touch that. Can't touch that.
Don't touch that. All right. Let's see who is arrogant and rich this week and what have they gotten themselves into.
Well, they've done some crazy things, for sure, right. as they usually do.
What's our first one?
Well, it seems that Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani,
former mayor of
the city of New York.
Right.
His daughter, Caroline Giuliani.
Yes.
And he has been arrested for shoplifting.
Oh, jeez.
And she, I don't know why, but anyway, Carolyn, she's a 20-year-old Harvard University.
Harvard.
Right.
And she had to steal something.
She qualifies now to be a Supreme Court judge. She went to Harvard. But she was taking five items worth more than $100 at the Sephora store in Manhattan.
Oh,
which
Sephora.
It's a cosmetics store.
Yes, I use those.
I know you do, and they are not helping one bit. And the only thing you should use is a plastic surgeon. And
listen, let me tell you something. I went to the plastic surgeon for a facelift, and when he saw what was underneath, he put it back down.
I know. It's right. In fact, when he walked in, he said, all right, take the mask off. It's not that bad. So anyway,
she took some stuff and she's in trouble, and the poor guy, he's a great mayor, but a crappy father.
Well, he was a rotten father. The store did not want a prosecutor doing anything, but the Manhattan District Attorney, or police rather, decided to arrest her on petty larceny charges, and the district attorney's office will decide whether to formally charge her against her. But the point is this, as you say, she's not a, I mean, these are his kids, he was not a very good father, and the son, her brother, Andrew, has said that their relationship became distant after his father's messy divorce from his mother and a marriage to another woman. But bear in mind something, that Caroline, she was a pro-Obama and pro when Giuliano thought he might get to be president of the United States.
Take her away. All right, Donald Trump.
Lock her up for good. Give her hard labor.
Bread and water. Donald Trump, your favorite guy from New York, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's being sued for fraud. Over these Trump Soho Hotel condominiums. Well, I think you ought to be sued for his hair.
Well, you know, he should be. Listen, this guy, he's a wise guy.
Right.
And he thinks he's the king of England. And at any rate, he's being sued, and the promoters of his Trump Soho Hotel and condominium downtown New York, on the grounds that he represented it was, 50% or 60% sold when it wasn't.
Oh.
Only 62 of the 391 units were sold. And it's very important in the financing of the individual that the developer doesn't continue to own all of it or most of it, because it will reflect on the individual owners regarding his financing and whether he owes money, and it could do the whole deal. It's a very unusual situation because you can only, they started $1.25 million, but you can only live in them for 29 consecutive days in a 36-day period and no more than 120 days a year. It's like a timeshare condo or something, and then they're rented out to hotel guests after that.
Oh.
This is wacky. I can understand that, but if you have to pay that kind of money for it, That's
a
lot of dough for a timeshare.
Well,
and the smallest unit started $1.2 million. Well, that's
that. $1.2 million. It's out of our league.
Well, Donald, your same slippery self again.
Right, once again.
You will be out trumped, however, Mr. Trump, when they play their trump card in court.
I don't know what else to say. I'm speechless after that bit of alliteration that you just applied. We're going to take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. Don't go away. We'll be right back.